Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
40360.
41360, correct?
40360.
Thank you. Can I have the first and last name, please, ma'am?
Lisa Baker.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm looking for that information, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. I'm not pulling up an account with that information, ma'am. Would there be a different name or zip code I can try, ma'am?
Say 40371.
Okay. And same name, Lisa Baker?
Lisa Baker, yep.
Okay. Thank you. Can I have the shipping address, Ms. Baker?
I didn't order nothing. People are taking money out of my checking account, and I ain't ordered nothing. They said it was done. The bank said it was done by signature. I know I don't use my card, and I don't sign for nothing. They told me to call y'all and tell y'all that somebody's using this card and it's not me. And to put my money back in my bank because I ain't now not received nothing.
Can you provide me with the shipping address, ma'am, so I can finish verifying the account?
Shipping address. My address is 98 Ishman Road, Salt Lake, Kentucky.
Okay, ma'am, thank you. Can you verify the email address, please, ma'am, that would be on the account?
I don't use an email address.
Okay, can you verify the first six and last four of the card being charged? I'm trying to pull up the account, ma'am.
The last four digits?
Yes, and the first six and last four, please.
I didn't hear what you said. The last four.
First six digits and last four. Can you provide me with that to try to finish pulling up the account?
550738. And then 8388.
Thank you.
That's why I keep some bits of cards. I'm getting no problem.
Okay, I've gone and verified an account with that information, card information. Thank you so much, ma'am. So I do see this is in regards to the Bites Hub meal planning app, ma'am, is what you have with us. This app helps to focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy, cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars. It also includes meal plans, recipe guides to eating better and feeling better, ma'am. So this was initially...
I have not done nothing like it. I don't even...
Okay, ma'am, this was initially created when you entered into a contest for the... stand mixer. It stated in terms and conditions that you are also going to be signing up for the meal planning app called Bites Hub. If you did not want to receive that, you would have had to opt out of that, ma'am. Now, what I can go ahead and do, ma'am, I do see that you are eligible for our $20 monthly service fee versus that $59.89 monthly service fee. I can go ahead and bring that down to $20 a month. The monthly service.
Oh, no, you're going to take all of it off, and y'all going to put my money back in my checking account because I didn't sign for this, and the bank said whoever done it signed for it. I ain't ordered nothing. I ain't paying for nothing. I didn't fucking order.
Okay, ma'am. I will go ahead and get this canceled out for you. Please stay on the line. And I'll be speaking to my supervisor and see what we can do regarding the charge you're requesting.
My money better go
back
in.
You mentioned you spoke with your bank. Did you file a dispute?
I'll just let them take it up with
me. I'm asking you, did you file a dispute, ma'am, with your bank?
They told me to call you.
Okay, ma'am.
To tell you I'll put my money back in my banking account, or they will take it.
Thank you for verifying that. Please stay on line when I go ahead and get this canceled out, and I'll be speaking with my supervisor so we can do about a refund for you as a courtesy. Please stay on line. Okay, ma'am. I went ahead and spoke with my supervisor. I was able to go ahead and get them to approve today as a one-time courtesy a $55 refund minus the $5 non-refundable fee. So
all right.
The $55 refund you'll be receiving today.
Okay.
Okay. Please stand in line while I get that refund issued. And I'm working on getting your account finished, canceled out. Thank you so much for your patience. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, ma'am, did you say something?
No, I just called my daughter to get paper and pencil there in case I had to have one.
Oh, yeah. I'll have a confirmation number for you shortly.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for helping me in the right way.
I'm happy to do so. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just finishing up the refund. I've got that fully canceled out for the account today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm just working on your refund for you. So your refund has been issued. The refund will be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. You ready for your confirmation number, ma'am, for the $55 refund? Okay. 7210302658.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye-bye.